this word to you tonight because of a real press in my spirit. So I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which is what I heard this afternoon as I was asking the Lord to press out what he wanted out of my heart. And I'd like to really kind of go to verse 1. And I'd like to also point out that the very first verse says, now about spirituals, with an S. The word gifts, I had to adjust because I believe those of you who may have the, I believe it's the King James. Anybody got the King James? Would you read it, please? Just the beginning of the first one.
Concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant.
Okay. And you got the Amplified as well?
Yes.
Would you read it?
Now about the spiritual gifts, the special endowments of supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed.
Okay. Spiritual gifts, spirituals, whatever God decides to do. St. Paul was anointed of the Father to bring mighty different things to the body of Christ. And they were different in every single individual. And I don't want to go into the whole thing of chapter 12. I think sometimes you might consider reading it on your own. But I'm really overwhelmed at the narrowness of sometimes my own mind. How many have ever had a problem with their mind? I call it my skinny brain. It just doesn't want to expand to the levels of God's revelation. And when he does something, or he does something different that I've never seen or understood before, I usually kind of like, oh my God. And I mean, I question, I sometimes doubt, I do it afraid. I shared that with you earlier. But I think one of the things that I've learned is over the years to just trust my choice and carry it out. Now, I've been ministering to people for many, many years. And how many know God jumps out of the box periodically? Well, he jumped out of the box today. And, or was it yesterday? I lost track now. Anyway, it was yesterday, I think it was. Yesterday afternoon. I had a phone call with someone, and we had a conversation, and then yesterday I got a real strong nudge to call. So I called the individual, and we talked for a few moments, and all of a sudden, as we're conversing, I'm getting this incredible pain on my right shoulder. And I'm sitting in my office chair downstairs. I'm all alone in the room. There's been no change in the atmosphere. I can't blame anybody. I am just overwhelmed at the pain in my right shoulder. Now, I've had pain in my right shoulder before. And I just said to the individual on the phone, are you having trouble with your right shoulder? And the person said, yes. And this was my surprise. I said, you're carrying a false cross. And after I said the words, they bubbled right out of my mouth. And I realized, what in the world am I talking about? It's a false cross, Lord. Well, what is a false cross? Does anybody know what a false cross is? Did you ever hear of one? Is it written in the Word? Is it anywhere in my spiritual books? No. So now my brain is trying to connect, and I said, wait a minute, let's pray in the Spirit. And we began to pray in the Spirit. And as we prayed, the pressure was so severe, and it was like there was a shiv of wood That's exactly what it felt like, shoving right down into the muscle and into the, like, you know, in between the bones on the top of the shoulder blade. And it was unbelievable. I mean, it was like somebody just literally shoving it down. And I said, is this what you feel like? And the person said, well, that's pretty close. I said, I think we better pray. So we prayed some more. As we prayed, the Lord revealed that there was someone whom this individual had been injured by. And there was some percentages of garbage that was still hanging out, but there was a carrying of this false cross, if you wish, for quite a while, and the pain was so bad that, you know, they had a hard time to function. And I then heard, I can't lift my arm. I said, oh, wow. So we prayed for revelation, and the Lord revealed that there was an individual that needed to be forgiven. One more level. How many know there are levels of forgiveness? And sometimes you think you gave it a blanket coverage, and it's not quite good enough. Well, it wasn't good enough the first time, so we did it again, and we did it in agreement. And as we released this individual, all of a sudden, the pain totally left me. And I said, I'm free. Are you free? And they said, I'm getting better. I said, well, then let's begin to rejoice. And as we began to rejoice and give thanks that God had freed this individual, not only was the freedom there, but then we got the Holy Ghost giggles. Did you ever get the Holy Ghost giggles? Wonderful. The fire of God came and we had an awesome time with God. But now, how can I go around telling people you could be carrying a false cross? I said, Lord, you want me to talk about this? He said, yes, because they're in circumstances sometimes that they can only go by what they know. And if you give them this information, it might expand their expectations and expand their understanding of how the enemy tries to put some false garbage on you. And now if I can help one person, whether here or over the air, or over on the internet, to realize that you could be carrying a false cross. You could be carrying a false burden that the enemy has dumped on you, and you could be carrying it with all kinds of pressure on your body and not realizing that maybe a level of forgiveness was not satisfactory. That you might just go back to the Lord and say, God, I've got this pain in my body, and I don't understand why, but would you please tell me? Because, you know, he says to us, in James chapter 1, if we want to know, he will tell us. Amen? He is faithful to educate us. So, we need to go to him and have him educate. Then when the word comes, operate with what you get. Now, the first response out of this person's mouth was, but I've already forgiven. But maybe I need to go deeper. Now, those might not be the exact words, but it's the gist of where I'm coming from. You might just need to sweep a second time. The crumbs could be left in the corners, and they need to be swept out. God wants a clean house in us. He wants us to operate in all the spiritual gifts. All the ways of his spirit are not going to be in these little boxes that we put God in. Please give me an amen. So, let him come out of the box. Give him freedom. I'm not asking you to carry anything false. I'm just letting you know you might run into this. And if you do, you can really go to the Lord with it. He's got all the wisdom and he knows all the circumstances. How many have ever carried a few aches and pains? Well, there you go. And if you carry them and they're coming from a false thing, wouldn't it be wise to be able to get rid of it? Sometimes you can. Now, this may not be the answer to all your problems, but it could be opening up a door for you to be a little more flexible and a little more understanding. Okay? Now, I want you to kind of peek at verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Does that give you out-of-the-box experiences? I hope it does. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge, or the word of knowledge, by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. That's discernment. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. That is also new languages. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, all these are works of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as I like it. Is that your printout? Just as He determines. Why is He staying sovereign about how He gives the gifts out? To get you jealous? Hopefully. Hopefully. If you get jealous enough and you haven't got interpretations or you haven't got this or you haven't got that, you'll be so pounding on God's door, you'll say, I want it. I want the whole package. Your starting point is with maybe one thing. But it doesn't have to remain there. When I started with the Lord, I got the new tongues. The manifestation of the interpretation, no one told me about, but I had it at the same time. It came as a package. I didn't know that. I kind of knew what I was saying in the Spirit, but I thought I was a little bit crazy, so I stopped speaking in tongues. Then the Lord began to open my eyes and I began to see in the realm of the Spirit. Well, now I thought I was crazy. The very first time I saw the Shekinah glory, I questioned my pastor because I thought, oh my God, now what happened to me? I'm losing my eyesight. I scrubbed my glasses. I thought I was nuts. Then when He opened my spiritual ears, it was just as bad. Then He opened my nose. Whoa, man, smelling demons is no fun, kids. Smelling roses was so awesome. I was so drunk in the Lord. I walked around drunk for weeks and months. The manifestation was roses for me. Then He came as incense. He came as lily of the valley. He came in different ways with fruit. The first time we smelled fruit in the service, we thought we were crazy too. Who brought oranges in? Remember that? Who brought oranges? We're looking for oranges. Wake up. God was teaching us about this fruit. I thought we were fruity. I really did. We questioned everything. We did. And it's okay to question. But they are spirituals. They are things that happen by the Holy Ghost that are going to shatter your unbelief and your little square brain that you've got in this little box, and He's going to stretch you. That's my hope, that He will stretch every single one of them that's in this house and the ones that are listening. You understand why? Because you have religiously stayed so boxed in that you failed the Lord. Did you ever see a child that's loaded with talents and the mother says, you can't play. You can't do this. You can't do that. Oh, you're just one of those dummies. What happens to the child? Hey, what happens? What have you done to the child? You cursed the child. You have actually made that child inoperable And I've seen people do that in the realm of the spirit. Oh, well, you ain't got this. Oh, you can't get that. Oh, no. You're supposed to have just this box. And don't ask for any more. Come on. Don't do that. God wants to expand in every single one of us. He wants us to be hungry for more of Him. And the Holy Spirit is unlimited. He wants to unload on you. He wants to unload on you. Why does He want to download in you? Why? Why would He download anything in you? So that you can give it out. Amen? So don't stay in that box. Those spiritual things. He said, there are so many. And Jesus said so many things that there's not enough books to contain it. So where's your little skinny brain on that one? Stretch it. Read between the lines. Read the white part of your Bible. How many know there's more white than there is black? More white than there is red and black. You understand? And don't be afraid to make notes in your word. Make it personal to you. Okay? And if you get a word of knowledge, and if you get a word of revelation, make a note of it. Don't just let it pass you by. What if happened if Chuck had not given that dream on a cassette tape in 1992? Huh? Was he able to stretch? Yes, he was. Was he able to obey? Yes, he did. How much did he stretch to give us this gift? Do we know yet? No. Look at your neighbor and say, later on you're going to know. Stretch a little now. Later on. You'll really know all the potential you have. God is unlimited, and He wants to expand us. In Jesus' name we pray. Any questions? I pray that you hold on to this truth, that you wear it well, that you release yourself to Him tonight before you go to bed and say, download me, Lord. Download in me. Okay? Just do something special for me tonight. And go to bed with an expectant heart. And if it comes a little bit strange, it's okay. If it's not written in the book the way that you want it to, tough cookies. He just might give you a new song, young lady. I'm speaking with the schoolgirl here. Father, I pray that this word will shatter the unbelief of those who are listening. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will just flood them with your grace and your mercy so that they can grow in maturity. For God to be glorified and for others to grow in Jesus' name. Amen? And amen. Share some hugs with each other. That's all I got.